connection with Deja, and today I'd like to in the last episode I said I was going to talk about self-esteem in the next episode. So yeah, I was talking about self-esteem because eventually almost everybody either have a low self-esteem, a high self-esteem, or even no self-esteem. Now, we all know that self-esteem is the confidence in one's own worth or abilities, that is, your self-respect. It is your overall opinion of yourself, how you feel about your abilities and limitations. When you have healthy self-esteem, you feel good about yourself and see yourself as deserving the respect of others. But when you have low self-esteem, you put little value on your opinions and ideas. You might constantly worry that you are not good enough. Self-esteem affects virtually every phase of your life. Maintaining a healthy, realistic view of yourself isn't about blowing your own horn. It's about learning to like and respect yourself, your faults, and every other thing. Now, factors that can influence self-esteem. 1. Your thoughts and perception. 2. How other people react to you. 3. Your experience at home, school, at work, or in the community. Illness. 4. Illness, disability, or injury. 5. Your age also affects your self-esteem. Your role and status in the society. Media messages. In fact, let me say media messages that influence almost everybody's self-esteem. What you see online, that's what you put in your mind. So because, okay, fine, it's one of my because you post this on your status online, your friend will be like, why do you look like this, why do you do that, why? And you not bring your self-esteem down. No, right. Range of self-esteem. We have two ranges of self-esteem. We have the low self-esteem and the healthy self-esteem. I did not say high. Healthy self-esteem. The low self-esteem. When you have low or negative self-esteem, you put little value on your opinions and ideas. You focus on your perceived weaknesses and faults and give scant credit to your skills and assets. You believe that others are more capable or successful than you. You might have difficulty accepting positive feedback. You might fear failure, which can hold you back from succeeding at work or at school. Why healthy self-esteem? When you have a healthy self-esteem, it means you have a balanced, accurate view of yourself. When self-esteem is healthy and grounded in reality, it is hard to have too much of it. Boasting and feeling superior to others around you isn't a sign of too much self-esteem. It is more likely an evidence of insecurity and low self-esteem. Now, benefits of a healthy self-esteem. When you value yourself and have good self-esteem, you feel secure and worthwhile. You have generally positive relationship with others and feel confident about your abilities. You are also open to learning and feedback, which can help you acquire and master new skills. With healthy self-esteem, you are 1. Assertive in expressing your needs and opinions. 2. You are confident in your ability to make decisions on your own. 3. You are able to form secure and honest relationships and less likely to stay in unhealthy ones. 4. You are realistic in your expectations and less likely to be overcritical of yourself and others. Now let's look at what causes low self-esteem among people. Feelings of high or low self-worth often start in childhood. Family life that is riddled with disapproval can follow a person into adult life. Low self-esteem can also become a problem because of a poor school environment or a dysfunctional workplace. Likewise, an unhappy relationship can also alter a person's self-worth. Now, signs of strong self-esteem. How do you know if you have a very strong self-esteem? Nine signs. 1. You will know the difference between confidence and arrogance. It's two different things. I mean, confidence when you are bold, arrogance when you are proud. 2. You will not be afraid of feedback from people. You will not care whatever they say. Any of their response, you are less concerned. You will not be afraid of conflict. you are able to set your boundaries. You are able to voice needs and opinions. That's 5. 6. You are not afraid of setbacks. 7. You do not fear failure. 8. You do not feel inferior. And the last one, you accept who you are. Okay, I'm a shy person. I accept myself like that. You do not feel inferior to other people. No. You accept yourself. I'm a shy, you already know yourself that you're a shy person. Yes, I am a shy person. Leave me like that. How does low self-esteem affect people? Yes, low self-esteem has really affected a lot of people. Now, if you have low self-esteem or low confidence in yourself, you may hide yourself away from social situations. 1, that's one of the effects. You may stop trying new things, yes, and avoid things you find challenging. Living with low self-esteem can harm your mental health, for those of you that you do not know, and lead to problems such as depression and anxiety. You may also develop unhealthy habits such as smoking and drinking too much as a way of what? Coping. Having a low self-esteem can be very much detrimental to your health. So now, how do you improve low self-esteem? Ways to improve your low self-esteem. I have just 5 tips, and if you try it out, I promise you that you start coming out of your shell, even if it is not at once, it's just a gradual process. 5 tips. 1. Recognize what you are good at. Yes, what you are good at. I'm good at this, I'm good at that. Recognize it. 2. Build positive relationship with people who appreciate you. Yes, you know that, okay, fine, if I go to Mr. A is always criticizing me, don't move the person. Move towards Mr. B, who is always appreciating you, irrespective of your failure, they will appreciate you. 3. Be kind to yourself. Some people, you are very, let me say, you are callous to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Okay. Yes, sorry, I have 6 tips. 4. Learn to be assertive. That is, learn to respect other people's opinions and needs, and also expect the same from them. When you respect other people's opinion, they also respect your what? Opinion. Respect is reciprocal. 5. Start saying no. If you always type, you are the type that you always say yes to anything, whether the thing that is helpful to your life or the thing that is harmful to your life, you are always saying yes to everything. Start saying no to things that are harmful to your life. And the last but not the least was, give yourself a challenge. When you challenge yourself, you are coming out of your shell. And that is all that self-esteem. I hope these tips will be very useful for those of my brothers, my sisters, my friends, my colleagues, my uncles, my aunts, my daddies, my mommies who are out there and are struggling with low self-esteem. I hope you're able to come out of your shell very soon. Thank you so much and enjoy.